I see no other place to go with this but, and I'm only the one who's supposed to do it. Tales from the stupid.
Stupid. That was bad.
We got to work on our echoing skills.
Yeah.
You're idiots.
That's why we're here, man. That's why we're here.
Wait, what?
All right. To go on with my tale from the stupid, I thought I would have none, but da-da-da! Yay!
The idiots will provide.
Shark Club, save me again!
Let me guess, it was last night, too, yes. Wasn't it? I fucking knew it.
Yeah, I had nothing. I had nothing until last night. And... shut up. So, I'm sitting there typing away. I'm actually compiling the stories for the show. And getting everything written up, and I'm going over the news and all the rest of it. And one of the girls, the waitresses over at the restaurant that's attached to the hotel and attached to the Shark Club, comes running in, screams, "Dak, somebody just grabbed a knife." And I know I don't work there, and I know I shouldn't care, and I know Cave Troll is giving me the dirty look, but I do care. Which is why I'm Uncle Dak.
No, I know. I do the same thing.
And I jump up and I ran over there and I'm thinking to myself for a half second, so this is how it all ends. And
well, yeah, that I'm giving you a dirty look, but yeah, I would... you just do it.
So apparently, over at the Sharks, they had a 19-man room-clearing brawl.
Nice.
They smashed one of the glasses out the front. You know, the glass panels? They actually broke one of
them. Did they do like the roadhouse guys getting thrown through the front window of the bar? Because that's awesome.
Nope, I have no idea. Anyhow, there was glass everywhere out front. So what had happened is one Indo-Canadian had gotten his face punched in. Literally, we're talking blood all over his nose, blood all over his mouth. He's comes marching down, and we're talking, it's got to be a good 300 feet. You know, that's 100 meters to you, kid, because I know you refuse to learn Imperial.
Why would I learn backwards? It's an antiquated, ineffective, useless, idiotic...
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
Shush you.
Okay, so...
inches. Hello?
Moving on.
So...
I remember back in the day we used to wear onions in our belt because that was the style.
Shut up.
Yeah, walk uphill to school both ways in the snow. We get it.
Okay, so guy comes walking down there, shirt torn off, wearing nothing but a pair of white pair of shorts and flip-flops. Walks into the restaurant, walks right past the hostesses, right past the waitress, walks up to a table, grabs a knife off the table, walks outside and begins to menace somebody with it. So they come screaming for me. So I come running over there. He sees me. He takes off and starts running around the rear of the building. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, and they're screaming that he'd grabbed a knife off the table. So I go chasing after him. I, of course, am not a complete idiot. So I call the cops. So I'm on the phone with the cops. At the same time, one of the waitresses is on the phone with the cops. At the same time, two of the patrons at the restaurant are on the phone with the cops. So there's like four or five calls all occurring, and they're literally juggling them.
That's how you get double-digit cop cars to show up.
Yes. So I go running after this guy, and I'm not getting that close. He sees me, and he actually runs towards me.
Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
And no, I don't. I just basically go, oh, apparently he thinks he's going to come at me. And at that point, he stops, looks for a second, turns and proceeds to run away from me again.
He had a moment of clarity.
Apparently God spoke down to him. Don't fuck with this one.
Yeah, he's not flinching.
I sighed at him. I was like, I'm going to have to put the phone now, officer. So he turns around and runs away. Cops caught him with the knife. So the cop comes up to me and goes, why didn't you tell us it was a butter knife? At which point I turned to the waitress who had called me, who made this sound like her hair was on fire, and I went, he stole a butter knife? Yeah, but it's a knife. And I went, yeah, agreed, you can kill somebody with a pencil, but a butter knife? The fuck, was he going to angrily throw a piece of toast at one of these people?
Not the dull ones.
He wanted it because it'll hurt more.
Well, yeah, exactly. I love that movie.
I'm going to murder you all, very slowly. Eventually, I'll wear down the skin.
Okay.
So that was my first Tale of the Stupid. The second is not really a Tale of the Stupid. It's just kind of a Tale of the Sleazy. At the hotel, I saw what I call probably the greatest coyote escape I have ever seen. Now, he knows what a coyote escape is. If VD was here, he would applaud. He would applaud.
Yes.
It's very good, very good. Yes, yes. But, okay, a coyote escape, for those of you who don't know, comes from the expression coyote ugly. Coyote ugly comes from a chick who was so ugly that, like a coyote, would gnaw one of your limbs off in order to get out of the trap away from her.
Yeah, when you wake up in the morning and she's sleeping on your arm,
yeah, you'll chew it off.
You look at her in the light of day and you go, oh shit. And you chew your own arm off to escape without waking her up.
Yeah. So, they came into the hotel and the girl is probably in her 40s, overweight, bad skin, bad dye job with gray streaks in it. Like, just really, yeah, like, what were you thinking? Okay, guy is really drunk. Now, like I've said before, when we have somebody who's really drunk, we give them the first floor. We keep them so we can keep an eye on them. So I'm down in the lobby. The desk clerk is down in the lobby. We can all watch them. So they give them a room, and their room is right near the lobby area. So we hear the two of them going at it for about the next 45 minutes. And she's one of those kind of heavy girls that are screamers, you know. Yeah. Kitty just threw up in her mouth. So after about 45 minutes of listening to two of them make monkey noises, it gets quiet. And then we're kind of like, we hear the door opening, and the guy is standing there just wearing his pants, holding his shoes, and holding his shirt in the other hand. And he puts them down real quietly, closes the door, puts his shirt on, puts his shoes on, and he takes off, and he smiles at us. And me and the desk clerk kind of look at each other like, what the fuck was this? Then we hear the toilet flush in the room. Yeah, if you're a douchebag or a little bit of a douchebag, you know where this is going. All of a sudden, I kind of hear like, Jason? Jason? A minute later, door opens. Did you see a guy just come out? And I'm thinking at this point, it's dawned on me what's happened. And I'm like, I feel bad for her now. I really do. So, and I'm like, I wasn't really paying attention. He might have just stepped outside for a minute. If you'll excuse me, I have to do a patrol.
Yes, the trained observer left. Saw nothing.
So
I would have given the guy away.
You would have ratted him out?
No, the moral of the story is it does not pay to be drunk and horny.
So, Thank you, Sublime.
Yeah, that was, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the best coyote escapes I have ever seen.
Like pizzicato steps.
Yeah.
Be very, very quiet.
I'm escaping a fugly.
I like how you provided a smoke screen too.
Hey, you gotta help a brother out.
Yeah.
Would have been better if you high-fived him on the way out.
No, if you gave him a ride. Get in the car, man! We're going!
Leave no man behind!
It's the bros before hoes thing.
Oh, I kind of felt bad for the girl. I really did.
It's your own fault for being ugly.
I...
Yeah, but
wow!
feeling bad for her doesn't stop us from laughing now.
And hey, at least she got some.
Yeah,
yeah.
The guy will be really sorry when he gets his STD test back, too.
Actually, it was her as the one I was thinking she should maybe get to a clinic, you know. Because, I mean, that's the kind of
natural selection.
Yeah.
That's the kind of escape you go out with when you've just basically, hi, you've got herpes.
And he's obviously good at it, so God knows how many other people he's given and or received herpes.
Yeah, he's definitely had practice at a coyote escape before, so... Anyhow, who's next with a tale from the stupid?
I have a traveling tale of the stupid, if you're at all interested.
I have two.
Okay, well, let's... why don't we let our guest do one, and then we'll go on to Kitty, then you, then you, then anyone else. Okay. All right, so...
I'm up?
Okay. Yes, fire away.
All right, well, for a while, back in Edmonton, I worked at a Sobeys.
Oh.
Store. Yeah. It's just a phase in my life. It's done now. But
that's what she said. Sorry.
Unfortunately, I was put on cash once in a while, and I was a younger gent, so I, of course, was going through my hippie phase of having the long hair.
Nothing wrong with that.
So my hair, on the other hand, curls. Ooh. So it was very long, curly hair. So
you've got Irish hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So essentially, I kind of look a little goofy, but whatever, right? So as I'm working on the cash, these two women come in, and
nice.
They're kind of look at... Oh, no, these are not the women you want to go nice at. They're a little bit too old. But they kind of, you know, they smile at me and they're talking to each other. And I happen to notice that they're speaking in French. Now, unfortunately for them, I speak French. So as they're sitting there...
Unfortunately for them or unfortunately for you?
Well...
Both.
It's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, that's for sure.
There's a whole lot of misfortune going around.
Okay, continue.
So as they sit there and proceed to insult my stupid hair and stupid looks and blah, 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 I kind of just smile and pack their groceries, you know, putting the watermelon on the eggs and things like that. The little tricks that we can do to get back at our stupid customers.
Yeah.
She turns to me and says, well, have a nice day. And I said, merci et toi. In French, to
yeah.
say, yeah, thanks, and you too. So, they pretty much ran the fuck out of the store right then and there, and they didn't really come back, so.
Really? French people ran away?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, high five.
It didn't take much, I'm German.
So. Oh.
Well, there are probably Quebecers. Quebecers don't run away, they hold a vote.
Is there anybody
on this show? We're going to
vote
whether to be embarrassed right now.
Piece of paper.
Is there any,
for no.
anybody on this show we're not going to offend? I'm just wondering.
No, there's a disclaimer for a reason.
Yeah, right? That's true. Good point.
All right, so French and Quebec. That's off the list.
Dude, that was off the list a long time ago. Sorry,
episode one?
Yeah. And by the way, there are a lot of people in Quebec, if they're listening, who are laughing their ass off at that joke because right. they don't like those people you run into when you vacation there any better than you do. They have to live with them. I feel sorry for them.
Okay. So mine. So basically, yes, I have a wonderful career as a pizza delivery driver. It's fantastic. Anyway, so I'm contracted into this place where I work, and first day, no one talks to me. Okay, whatever, that's fine. Second day, I kind of get into sort of a screaming fit with one of my would-be co-workers if I actually gave a shit and worked for them, which I don't. So basically, you know...
Stop saying basically.
Sorry. I hang out with you too much, that's why. So I come inside, and there's a run ready, so I go to pick it up. And this other driver runs in front of me. He goes, fuck you, I don't care if you hurt, I'm taking this. I'm like, all right, dude, chill out. You don't have to be such a dick about it. And he goes, it's not fucking about me. I'm like, okay, whatever. So he runs out. He comes back in. Basically, we get in a screaming fit. I stand up. I get closer to him. He runs out the door and calls in sick on Sunday.
So... You made a guy so nervous he didn't come in.
Yeah.
Wow. What a... Punk.
So yesterday, same thing happens, and he's screaming at me, and I'm like, okay, whatever, dude, fuck you, I don't give a shit, I don't work for you, I don't even care, whatever. Leaves, we're all standing outside, literally everyone working there at the time, except maybe one person, you know, smoking, talking, whatever. He drives up, he starts freaking out at me again, he goes, you're fucking coming in here and taking all our money. I'm like, first of all, I drive my own car, you make more money than me, blah, blah, blah. So then he kicks my car. So then I go, do you want to finish what we started on Saturday? Because I will fucking finish what we started on Saturday. And then he goes the whole, you know, fuck you, blah, 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 F this, F you, F whatever. I'm like, that's very creative. And then he goes to take a swing at me.
Now, just for a second, describe yourself, Kitty.
I'm like 135 pounds. I'm 5'2" on a good day when the wind is blowing in the right direction. So I'm really not that tall and intimidating or anything for that matter.
And this guy was?
About 5'9", muscular, medium build, white,
had a sparkly shirt?
Stupid lip ring. No, he was wearing company clothes. I don't know. But he does drive a Sunfire with, like, a fat cherry bomb exhaust and, like, riced out rims and stuff, which kind of does make him a douchebag.
Kind of.
So anyway, so...
You made a guy so nervous that he wouldn't come in.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, you want to finish what we started?
Gross. So anyway, so he goes to take
that's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So he goes to take a swing at me, and I'm standing there as this is all going in slow motion, and it's like thing, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, that wouldn't have even hit me in the face. I'm too short for that. So I grab his arm, I twist it behind his back, I kick his knee out, and I shove his face in the cement while he's struggling, and I'm like, I just embarrassed you in front of all your friends. And then he got fired. Story, this woman came in and was being a huge bitch because there was a sign that said please seat yourself, and she's standing there screaming at us because we won't seat her. So on her way out, she's like, I don't even want to eat this pizza, orders it, throws it on the floor, goes to run out, slips on the floor, breaks her ankle, and just as she's screaming, there's no wet floor sign, I'm gonna sue, I run to the back and put a wet floor sign behind her. So I'm like, yes there is, it was here the whole time. And then she left.
Well, yeah, apparently she can't read signs. Tail from the stupid right there.
Wow.
That's
like,
it. That's all I got.
Actually,
and the lesson to be learned from this is do not fuck with Miss Kitty.
Actually, no. The story I wanted you to tell was the one you told us earlier about the guy listening to a porno when you went to the delivery.
Okay, that another was the fantastic thing about shit that you do not want to see ever. So I'm doing a delivery at this guy's house, which is impossible to find, and he lives in one of those, like, mezzanine garage suites in those new stupid townhouses that you can't turn around in. Anyway, so I walk up, and the window is wide fucking open, and you can clearly tell he's listening to porn louder than any regular person would do, so he must be very comfortable with his sexuality, otherwise he's gay and trying to fool everyone.
Beards. Yep, they're common.
So I knock on the door. Nothing. Knock on the door again. Everything goes silent. TV goes off. Thump, 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 thump. Comes down the stairs. Opens the door. First of all, his fly is undone.
Oh.
Ew.
Just a tip.
So, you know, so I point out, I'm like, are you open for business or something? Because you're, yeah. And he's like, oh, sorry, I just put my pants on. I'm like, okay, dude, whatever. So when I bring, because the people that eat in at the store get lollipops with their receipt. So when I bring them with me on deliveries, I get, like, way better tips because I'm fantastic. So I hand him his receipt and the lollipop so I can tell him how much it is. And he goes, lollipops, great. Are you, like, are you going to suck on one of these too? Which I reply, no, no, I'm not, no. Here's your pizza. So then he's like, wow, so-and-so, the store I work for, has really, you know, hot delivery drivers now. That's awesome. I really like your hair. I'm like, that's great. I like it too. And then he goes, so you want to come inside for a second? No, I don't. And then he goes, so what else will you take for, you know, like a tip? I'm like, if you're referring to, I just cash would be good. And then I leave, driving away, screaming, thinking, I'm so lucky I didn't just get turned into a lampshade in some creepy guy's apartment.
Be grateful the tip wasn't sticky.
He's obviously
Sorry, Malcontent, you said?
I was going to say, he's obviously watched way too many of those porn movies. He thinks that plot works. That's the plot, like, of two-thirds of all porn movies.
It's not like the lesbians I had last weekend that were like, was that the one with the extra pepperoni? I'm like, yes. Yes.
She says, in like deer in the headlights look.
Which we're also half naked in their kitchen, but we won't go there.
Really, you could.
Okay, so basically I woke up and I'm like, I'm sure pizza. I did get a really wicked shoulder massage from the half naked one, though.
Malcontent?
Okay. This is actually a bit of a rare bird. I don't know how funny it's going to be. But this is a rare case where my stupidity actually punished someone else for their stupidity.
It's the mustache.
All right, so I just took a job, like I said, in the petroleum industry. I'm actually a safety watch person. What does a safety watch person do? We stare at a hole in the side of a tank and occasionally call into it. Are you okay in there? Because to do anything else, you have to be union. I'm not kidding. So... I've got my watch set up, and I've got my little gas detector, and the idiot, he's a welder, had been bugging me about my gas detector the whole time, because it's got a rod, a wand that you stick into the vessel.
So you have a rod you stick into a hole, and you're paid for this.
Sorry, guys, it's a gas detector you stick in a hole.
Not a hole, it's a vessel, okay?
I should start running.
That's why I used the word vessel, because I knew if I said you put it into the hole, the jokes would start. But it's designed to draw air from the vessel into the detector, so we can know if there's H2S in there or anything else that's hazardous.
Hydrogen sulfide or hydrogen dioxide or hydrogen monoxide or
hydrogen stuff. Moving on.
So anyway, the welder would not let me keep this thing in the vessel. He kept taking it out.
So he wouldn't let you keep the probe in the hole.
He kept taking it.
Yes.
Okay. Carry on.
He would not allow me to keep my probe in his hole.
Okay. Carry
he
on.
He was very, very disrespectful.
Wow, we're 4 years old. Continue.
Okay. And I wouldn't even give you that.
I thought you said that this wasn't going to be funny.
Can you just let him do his story? Be nice.
Okay. Fine. I'll be nice. All right.
So after about the fifth time that he threw the gas tester out, I just decided to give up on it. And I instead would stick my arm into the vessel with my ITX monitor dangling from it. You know, so he's going to have to force my arm out.
I totally called it.
Wow, I haven't heard you laugh like that in years.
Eventually, halfway through the job, he needs an air mover, which is a device. It's kind of shaped like a bullhorn, and it's got a fan inside it, and it's designed for ventilation.
Okay,
out of the vessel. And
why is that funny?
I don't know.
They're pumping gas into the room.
I agreed to this because he has needed ventilation for this entire time.
Yeah.
In fact, I put down to oxygen debt why he was being such an asshole. So I set the thing up. I'm not really supposed to do this, but there's no one else to do it. So I set the thing up, and I'm about to turn it on, and I was keeping all of my paperwork in my coveralls. I had the top half of my coveralls undone, and I had the paperwork sitting in there between the coveralls and my street clothes.
Okay.
I didn't know how powerful these things are. So I turned it on, and I turned it on the wrong way, pushing air into the vessel, and it sucks my paperwork out of my coveralls along with the pen into the vessel.
Continue.
Yeah.
And everything actually hits the welder that's been giving me all this trouble. And he's yelling and screaming and cursing his way, and he comes out, he's got a dot on his forehead where the pen had actually. And in a rare moment, in a very rare moment of, being ahead of the game.
Lucidity?
Lucidity, that's the word. Too many syllables. Anyway, in a rare moment of lucidity, I realized that in order to get hit in the head with that pen, he had to have not been wearing his welding shield.
Oh.
So I wrote him up for not having his proper safety equipment. This was on his head.
Why would you weld without a safety shield? Like, that's retarded.
Because he's retarded.
Tales because, of the Stupid.
Like, Flashburn.
Oh, yeah. The, some
sucks
the,
ass.
This is called Tales of the Stupid.
I'm sorry, I'd rather have a probe in the hole than somebody's arm.
I wasn't doing it to comfort him, Captain. Well,
you're not supposed to blow air up the hole. Him. I mean, that's just
yeah.
good he medical
can,
sense.
He can throw
I mean,
the pump and wand out of the vessel. He has to wrestle with me to get my hand in the ITX out of there.
By the way, for those of you who don't know what Flashburn is, I know this is my Captain Planet thing sticking through. The easiest way I can describe it is, have you ever had a sunburn that was so bad it actually blistered? I'm assuming most people have.
Chinese, I don't burn.
Shut up. Try to imagine that occurring on your eyeballs.
Oh.
Who was going to do at that point?
Oh,
shit.
Fuck
my life.
SPF 30. Ah!
It burns, but not as bad.
Bring me some aloe, for God's sake.
The that. Goggles, they do nothing.
Goggles, they do nothing.
Get on the chopper. All right. Thank you, Malcontent.
I just have one question. What does this have to do with unicorns fisting kittens?
That's next week.
Unicorns fisting kittens. It's just that sick. That's the Uncle Dax show model.
Yeah, that's just how wrong it is. Yeah.
All right. Who's next?
Yeah.
Kid Communist.
Yes, now, I was camping for a week up in the Okanagan. Believe it or not, nothing stupid happened while camping. Nothing. This is the first time ever. But the trip, however...
No, I'm sorry, kid. Somebody always does something stupid when you're camping.
You just weren't there to see it.
Well, no, there were things, but I'm not going to talk about them.
Well, you did them, then.
I'm not going to talk about them.
Carry on.
Now... On the way there, we go through a little town called Osoyoos. Now, for those of you who are nowhere near BC, it's a little resort town on a lake in the only desert in Canada. It's full of hippies and French hippies picking fruit.
It is also one of the few places that have rattlesnakes.
And they tried to lynch me and Mr. Longbeard when we went there.
It's Captain Longbeard.
Captain Longbeard.
Things happen in Osoyoos.
Yes.
That's his father.
Now, we were going east, which means we have to go up a mountain. This isn't a normal mountain. This is a sheer cliff, more or less, that goes up 2 kilometers. Yep. It's the mountain from hell. It is called Anarchist Mountain.
Yeah.
On Anarchist Mountain, there is a development called Regal Ridge.
Regal Ridge on Anarchist Mountain?
I know, it's brilliant. And they own like 75% of the mountain.
Somebody purchased Anarchist Mountain.
75% of Anarchist Mountain is owned by Regal Ridge. Yes.
Now, it's all ultra-luxury houses. These houses have observatories in them. They have helipads. It's insane. Now, on the way up there, each of the roads that goes off to their developments has a specific forest animal there, a regal animal. Deer, moose, bear.
Satan.
There's a single cougar which is painted. The rest of them are bronze. I'm not entirely sure what's up with that. It's a bad paint job. Looks
moose
like painted
are not
whore.
Regal animals.
It's a moose laying on the ground upside down, too. So.
Roadkill moose on Attica's back. I like that.
Now, where this really comes together is the very last statue. When you're at the very top of the mountain, they're ultra luxury, super duper 17 strippers per room houses.
Kind of
is marked by a Sasquatch statue. A giant bronze.
Somebody did some
Sasquatch.
Fucking acid while they were doing that.
So let me get this straight.
There is
Sasquatch Estate is the pinnacle house of Regal Ridge on Anarchist Mountain.
It gets in a better. Soyuz.
It gets better.
It gets better. Since all these are all redneck yokels, they of course drink kokanee. And Sasquatch is a thing they regularly use in kokanee ads. So there is always... 365 days a year, a kokanee box in the Sasquatch's hand.
Oh my.
Always. And there's another level to this. We were one of the first people to the campsite. Behind us were two of my girlfriend's cousins. They stopped at Sasquatch to take pictures, posing with said Sasquatch, which is just so retarded. Now, one of their cousins drove by. What are people doing there? No one I know is that stupid. Kept on driving. And discovered what had happened 3.5 days later. That yes, she is related to people just that stupid.
That's it?
That's it?
Pretty much. It's mostly just shit that shouldn't be together.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah, you're not going to top Anarchist Mountain.
Who pays that much money for that kind of an estate? No, and then
they did top Anarchist Mountain with a Sasquatch.
I forgot.
I thought they were going to say they topped it with the statue of Rupert Murdoch.
There is one other thing to this. They have a show home, of course, because all these big developments have them. However, it's a show home with a coffee house. But it says that on the bottom. When you actually get up here, it's coffee house in big bold letters with show home in little tiny print underneath there. So it's like a Scientologist camp. They rope to it with the coffee
and then sell you a house.
Come for the coffee, stay for a home.
Does
what?
Anybody else actually remember when people used to call Kokanee okie dokies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That was a long, long time ago.
Everyone thought I was insane when I said that.
Okay, no, that is retarded. No, that is stupid worthy.
Yeah.
What? Like, that's just...
There's not much of a climax to it, but the whole
thing... It's almost
thing
avant-garde.
It is. Like, it's like it's fucking performance art as show home.
It's retarded.
No, it's the evil known as real estate developers.
Yes.
In the Okanagan, too.
Mr. Safeward, do you have a story?
No, I work days now. Nothing interesting happens.
We were going to tell our Soyuz story. It's not much of a story, but it was kind of funny.
Basically,
we went on a road trip, and we really weren't planning on going anywhere, and the problem when you don't actually have
a plan, a
destination in mind, you end up in the dumbest places in the universe.
A Soyuz.
Yeah, we somehow ended up in a Soyuz. and so there we are in a Soyuz, and it was after their peak season, so we were having trouble getting so much as a motel room to spend the night in, because they wouldn't sell to us.
They were actually scared of us.
Could you speak a little bit closer? Louder.
Louder? Okay, hang on. I'll put on my manly man voice. Bringing the mic closer. Okay.
Maybe we'll move the caffeine farm out of the way, too. It might help.
And so then, there we are. We finally get one of us to dress nicely and comb his hair. I think we sent in Mr. Mayhem.
Yeah. Well, it's because we all, for some reason, all ended up wearing trench coats.
You already told this story.
You told this story.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, you told the story.
Did we tell you guys the part about the guy, the waiter in the restaurant with the mullet that was hitting on...
On Mr. Mayhem?
Oh, yeah, okay.
That was hitting on Mr. Mayhem?
No.
It's,
he was all offering him dessert. You know what? Yeah. Oh.
There was a gay waiter in a Soyuz with a mullet that was hitting on Mr. Mayhem.
You know, if you're a gay waiter in a Soyuz, you've got to be really lonely.
Yeah. Randy was probably the prettiest
but
thing
the mullet
seen in 10
is
years.
The.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Considering Mr. Safeward used to have the mullet himself.
Yeah. They attract each other.
Back when I met him.
I just had an image of two mullets intertwining. It was just, oh.
It's like tentacles, but better.
I've seen enough hentai to know where this is going.
All right, well,
if you can think of it, there's
fuck
a porn
it.
Of it.
Yeah, rule 34.
All right, I got another bar story.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Cave Troll, fire
this
away.
Was up at a little redneck pub down in South Langley.
It's up in a redneck pub down in South Langley. Continue.
Wait, what did he say?
That's impossible.
Is this the Dickens character's bar?
No, this is the pepper spray incident.
Ah, yes, okay.
I don't know.
The place with the horse carriage or the horse corral.
Yeah.
You know.
But
yeah, that's the Dickens character.
So it's a dead night. Anyways, it's a dead night. We're in there. Me and another guy. I can't remember who the other guy was. And these three guys walk in, and you got to remember, this is horse country. They literally have a horse paddock on this bar for cowboys to ride their horses to the bar and then drink. And these fucking homie G bling
riding horses.
Pants. No, baggy pant. Like, they pull up in like a lowrider.
Oh, okay, all right.
Car, and they come in and they're like, "Yo, we'd like some Heineken," and they're gonna go shoot some pool and all this kind of stuff. And we're like, all right,
are
it's
you
dead.
Fucking kidding me?
All right, fine. Go ahead. And they shoot pool for about an hour. Okay. The guy with the car actually leaves. He gets a call. I guess his weed dealer needed something. I don't know. Anyways, he takes off. And so it's these two guys. And then they start getting drunk and belligerent after about an hour.
Of course.
Because they're just pounding back shots now. And they bump into a group of the rednecks, and they bump into a whole bunch of other people, and they're basically being douchebags, so we get them their bill, and we ask them to leave. Like, you had enough.
Have a
time
good
to go.
Peace yep. out, homies.
And he's just like, fuck you. I'm like, no, let's not go that direction. Okay. Yeah. I'm still treating you like a human being. Let's not have that end now, because you wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
And it's the whole point, you know, and it progresses and progresses, and eventually I talk him out.
Yes.
Okay, but he stands outside and he just is screaming profanities for about 10 minutes at the front of the building. Okay, so I go outside, and I've been, because it's a slow night, I've been expecting my buddy to show up, okay? And Wolf is supposed to show up. And so I'm outside talking to this guy, and he's like, fuck you, I'll fucking do you, and blah, blah, blah. And his buddy is like, yeah, you don't know who you're messing with, and blah, 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 the usual kind of shit. And he lifts his shirt, okay, and I take a step forward, because I'm like, okay, and I'm only arms like length from this guy. I'm like, I'm just going to have to spear tackle him, because I don't know what he's got. And I stop immediately, and he's got a pepper spray fogger, like the style they use in prisons. Like, one, it has a canister that's like...
It's like a little fire extinguisher of pepper
spray. It's like an 8-inch canister attached to like a fire extinguisher head.
Nozzle, yeah.
Nozzle that he's got it shoved down the front of his pants.
Ow.
Trying to impress some women.
I start laughing.
Yeah.
And he goes to pull it out, and he's like, I'm going to pepper spray you. And you're going to go down. And I'm like, no, here's what's going to happen. And as he pulls it out of his pants, my buddy pulls in behind him, gets out of his car, and is now standing 6 feet behind him. The guy I'm working with is standing 6 feet to his left, and I'm standing 6 feet in front of him. Okay?
There's not going
to
be anything
His
left.
Buddy behind him is looking and sees my buddy behind him, sees the guy to the left, and looks at me.
He sees the death coming, yes.
He doesn't say anything. His buddy doesn't say anything and starts backing away. And is leaving him there.
To die.
Doesn't say anything, just like, I'm not here. Shadow ninja, escape.
I am the knight.
I am the knight. Poof.
And I'm like, and he's like, what are you laughing at? What are you like? This isn't funny. You're about to get done. This isn't funny. And I'm like, dude, that's a fogger. Okay, have you ever seen one of these things go off? I've got friends who are in corrections. Have you ever seen what happens when these things go off? You're 6 feet from me. Okay? Have you ever been pepper sprayed before? And he's like, no. I'm not a bitch. I don't get sprayed. I spray people. And I'm like, really? Because I've been sprayed double digits. And we're both going to get this full in the face. Like, this is going to bounce off me. This thing will fill like 3 meters squared, cubed, full of pepper spray smoke. And it's going to make me angry, and it's going to incapacitate you.
Yeah.
And then my buddy behind you is going to break your legs. And he is going to laugh about it. And I point to the left. Yeah. And he's like, what? And he's like, where's my buddy? He's literally like, what'd you do with my friend? I mean, he left, man. He's around the corner.
Running.
And I'm like, that's probably what you should be doing. And so he does. He just fucking books it. He's gone. 30 seconds later, an RCMP SUV pulls in. And it's the Samoan cop.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, we all know his name. He's a good, actually a good friend of ours.
Yes.
And he's like, I got the weirdest call. He's like, was there some guy with a fire extinguisher threatening you with a fire extinguisher? And I'm like, no, it was a pepper spray container. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, they're running down the street that way. And he's like, good to see you, man. I'll be right back. Pulls up. And these guys are actually climbing into their buddy's car, who is, I guess they called him.
Yeah.
And he's in the process of picking them up. Well, the Samoan jacks them up. Just, like, there's, like, he calls in 3 other cop cars. They strip the car. They're looking for weapons because the guy was armed.
Yeah.
That's considered a concealed weapon.
Yep.
And
They tow the car. They all get fines. And he comes back and he's just like... And he's telling me all about this.
Hey, did you touch yourself in front
of my God, it was amazing. But the thing is the funny part is that the cops all leave.
Yeah.
And I'm walking up the bar at the end of the night, and I'm walking to my car, and I see the three guys...
Walking!
Uh-huh. Around the corner, and they're like... I'm like, hey guys, how's it going? Like, oh, we gotta wait for a bus. Like, they had to wait eight... They're gonna wait 8 hours for a bus. And they have something like $600 in tickets. And their car got towed. And I'm laughing at them, and they're not even reacting to me laughing at them. Like, they're just like, oh, don't laugh at me.
I think you were just the cave troll of karmic balance.
Oh, it's stupidity does not pay. Stupidity does not pay.
I love those stories. Well, that's it. A little discontinuous again, but that's the Uncle Dak Show. What do you expect? So, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. I'd like to thank Tyrant for making a special guest appearance and coming all the way from the wilds of Alberta just to see us.
Yay. Thanks for having me, guys.
I still think he looks like a George. But...
Okay, somebody give him a cookie.
Is Tyrant actually still living in Edmonton?
Eat the cookie,
John. Sorry, what was that, Malcontent?
Is Tyrant actually still living in Edmonton?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Facebook friends.
Well, obviously not now, because you're not here, are you?
No, I'm trapped in Victoria for the next week.
Technically, you're yeah. Yeah.
That's worse than Edmonton.
I'm going tomorrow.
Oh.
Actually, if you got a chance, they got a decent museum. Yes. That's pretty much all Victoria has.
That's all Victoria has.
Pretty much.
Is it the Wax Museum?
They don't have that anymore, do they?
No, I don't think it's there anymore.
Oh.
Anyways.
Once again.
Malcontent is in Edmonton.
Yeah, so Malcontent is in Edmonton if anyone wants to go see him.
Road trip.
And the rest of us are here in Langley. Thank you from Uncle Dak Studios. Well, actually, this is Neon Audio Studios and the Uncle Dak Show. Have a good night, everybody.
Yay.